Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus. Actor Bruce Greenwood has been a familiar face on screen for decades, with credits including the new Star Trek series, Capote, Meek's Cutoff, Flight, St. Elsewhere, Knot's Landing, and dozens more. Listeners in the WAMC region who were excited to spot the GE plant and the Daily Gazette on the silver screen in the gritty Schenectady-based The Place Beyond the Pines in 2012 saw Greenwood as the district attorney.
I don't want you to misremember, so tomorrow you're trying to match what you have thought today. I only want you to tell me what you saw and what you remember. When did he pull his gun?
Is that a trick question?
Do the right thing. Tell me what the f*** happened.
Now Greenwood is coming back to our region to take part in the Woodstock Film Festival, including an actor's dialogue October 19th and two screenings of the new film Wildlike. And it's my pleasure to welcome Bruce Greenwood back to the Roundtable. Thanks for being here.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Well, I'm happy to be halfway there. I'm in Budapest at the moment, but I'll be with you guys shortly.
Yes, we've reached you in Budapest. What are you doing there?
I'm doing a movie for Legendary called Spectral, which is one of those movies where you sign a huge, long non-disclosure agreement and have to talk about it for 2 years without talking about it.
Is that what we're doing right now?
That's what, if we talk about this movie, we'll be talking about nothing. it'll all be elliptical and promises of action and great storytelling, but I won't be able to tell you much about it.
How long have you been shooting in Hungary?
I've been here for, came here for rehearsal about 6 or 8 weeks ago, and tomorrow's my last day.
Do you enjoy traveling to shoot, or is it an encumbrance? You know, is it a
trip? Oh, I really like it. I really like it's, you know, I'm so used to living out of a suitcase. I really enjoy trekking around, and I've been doing it so long that I've been to Budapest before, but I still really like the excitement of travel, believe it or not.
Do you get a chance to see the city and see the sights when you're on location?
It depends how heavy you are in the movie. Generally speaking, you get at least a day in the weekend to you know, stump around and look at things. But I've been lucky on this one. I've had a few days off, and my wife and I have had a couple great opportunities to cruise around. We zipped off to Vienna for the weekend and that kind of thing. So it's pretty cool.
What are some of the other exotic places, you know, you've shot over the years?
Oh, I've shot in Pakistan, Alaska, as you know, that film we're going to talk about in a second.
Sure.
Rio, Yugoslavia, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, China, all over the place.
Are you recognized around the world?
I think more and more now. I mean, certainly Star Trek made it easier for people to sort of put a name to a face, you know. But, you know, I've sort of drawn double takes for a few years now. You know, oh, what is that guy? Oh, no, I thought I knew him. Never mind. He looked like somebody, you know.
Well, let's talk about your shooting in Alaska. You're bringing film Wildlike to the Woodstock Film Festival here in our region. Tell us about the movie.
Well, Frank Holgreen, the director and writer, approached me a couple of years ago and said, I've got this very talented young girl that I've attached to this movie named Ella Purnell. And it's a story about a guy and this young girl, and she's sort of fallen on hard times through a set of circumstances that she couldn't control, and finds herself up in Denali National Park, where she runs into this guy, me, who's out there just to try and clear his head after sort of an emotional event in his life, and she attaches herself to him, and at first, you know, he resists that attachment, but it turns out that they both, they both kind of need each other in various ways, and they sort of, they shake out the cobwebs together, and it's a sweet story, and told with the backdrop of the incredible landscape of Denali National Park in Alaska. It's just it defies description in a way, because the scale of the landscape is so vast that when you find yourself in the midst of it shooting it, you look around and you go, wow, it really feels like another planet. You know, I'd never been up there, so to that part of the world, so it was really kind of overwhelming, thrilling.
I think you shot the movie a couple years ago now. How long were you in Alaska shooting?
We were there, don't know, I think we were there a couple of months, maybe 6 weeks.
It's funny, I was thinking about one of your other films, Meek's Cutoff, where the scenery really kind of tells the story in a way, and I imagine that has to be, as you've described, kind of the same thing in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, people are fond of saying, you know, that the environment is a character unto itself, and in a sense, it's, I don't think of it so much as a character as this, I don't know, this crucible into which they're put, or it's the theater, if you will, right? It's like if you go to see a couple of actors on stage, you know, this that amphitheater is part of the experience, and the amphitheater of Alaska is like that. You sort of you stand there sort of in between these huge mountains with vast valleys in between that are covered with this soft sort of mattress-like tundra that you can literally bounce on like a mattress, and it feels like another planet. It's that huge amphitheater where these two tiny souls are walking across it. So it provides this huge context for the little aims of these people.
I always kind of wonder when you see actors kind of out on the festival circuit with a film. In this case, you know, it's not the Star Trek series, and it's a movie that you're talking about and hoping people will see it, obviously. Have you seen the film, and do you like to watch yourself, or are you one of those actors who, you know, been there, done that, I remember shooting and I'm going to go my own way out of the theater once the Q&A is over?
No, I've seen the film, but I don't like to watch myself. I sort of feel as though I have to see the movie, so when I'm talking about it, I'm talking about what the people will see rather than talking about my experience of making it, and often the two are very, very different. You know, sometimes you can have a horrendous time in a movie, and a movie can be great, and vice versa, you know. And the experience of making the movie is not the movie itself by any stretch, so I feel like I have to see the movies. But, you know, I don't particularly like watching myself because I just see the things I was trying to do and failed to do, or, you know, wish I'd done something different. So, you know.
So you'll just see it the one time and then on to the next.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, usually I'll just see it the one time, yeah.
Do you ever watch yourself and kind of learn for the next role? Like you just said, you know, seeing the things you were trying to do, or do you take that as an opportunity to critique your work?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I can't help being absolutely analytical when I'm watching and thinking, okay, well, that's, I see why that didn't work, or I see why that did work, and, you know, trying to remember, you know, how I got to that state of mind on the day, or trying to figure out how I can better get to a state of mind that'll serve something more specific the next time.
How does doing indie films, which you do a lot of, compare with, you know, working on something like Star Trek?
Well, indie films, generally speaking, you have to shoot more pages in a day, which is to say you sort of cover more territory. But lots of times with the big films, you don't get any more time in front of the camera than you do per page than you do on the indie films, because they spend a lot of time, you know, setting it up with lights and, you know, and all kinds of paraphernalia that are going on around you. So, and it also depends who the director is, you know. I mean, sometimes on the great big films, you can get directors who really are interested in, you know, sort of details of behavior, and sometimes not. Generally speaking, on the independent films, the directors are almost invariably interested in sort of details of behavior, and that's kind of, you know, that's one of the things that's the most fun about being an actor.
I want to ask you a bit about The Place Beyond the Pines, which I mentioned in the introduction. That was a real happening here in the Capital Region. People, you know, spotting Ryan Gosling out to coffee and making it an event and so on. What was the experience like shooting that movie? Oftentimes you're making a movie and a city's standing in for another city, but in that case, it really was here in Schenectady.
Yeah. Well, Derek C. M. France, who's just a wonderful guy to work for. He's very, very open, free, and encouraging. And when I was working with Bradley, without being contradicting, I can say we both had a really good time. I mean, it was exciting. And it was very open.
Did you get that feeling being in a city that isn't used to having a major movie production happening in it, that there was kind of a buzz around the movie?
Well, I mean, when you walk out of the makeup trailer and there's yellow police tape and there's, you know, women lined up 10 deep, and the door opens and there's a huge surge of screaming and excitement, and then of course it dies down to nothing when they realize, you know, I'm not Cooper and I'm not Gosling. That was fun. You know, that was you know, you crack open the makeup trailer door and there's a huge all right. Who's that old guy? Maybe he'll close the door soon. But yeah, I think that's probably the first movie in recent memory anyway, that I've been on that people are sort of lined up to kind of get a look.
And you've been in that heartthrob role before, maybe a little earlier in your career, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's going a long way back. It's hard to remember.
And how's your music side of things going these days?
Oh, it's good. I'm doing a lot, actually. Thanks for asking. I'm recording a lot and playing out occasionally in L.A. and I did a really cool tour last year with John Mellencamp's band and a musical called The Ghost Brothers of Darkland County that we toured through the Midwest and had a lot of fun with that. They're actually mounting it again. I think they're taking it through the Midwest again and into San Francisco this year.
Is it hard to find time in the schedule for your music?
Yeah, you really have to. You've really got to actively carve it out or you'll just end up working all the time, you know.
Well, actor Bruce Greenwood is coming back to the Woodstock Film Festival. He is with the movie Wildlike, which will be screened at Upstate Films in Rhinebeck on October 16th at 7, and the Woodstock Playhouse October 18th at 2 p.m. He's also participating in an actor's dialogue with our friend Martha Frankel, and that is coming up on October 19th at 10 a.m. at the Kleiner James Arts Center in Woodstock. I just want to thank you so much for joining us all the way from Budapest.
Yeah, thanks. It's been fun. I mean, I look forward to being in Woodstock.
And you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.